Okay, it is really my great privilege to introduce Rabbi Rosenzweig. Rosenzweig is one of the Rosh Yeshiva and Rosh Kollel at Reitz, at YU. He was my Rebbe for the vast majority of my time in undergraduate and Smicha, 3 of my 5 years on campus. And Rosenzweig is always an amazing Kalman Chacham, always a pleasure to learn Torah from him. So, Bechavot.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think I was here last year as well, and enjoyed meeting all of you, and to continue the tradition. So it's really a pleasure to be here, just to wish you all hatzlacha in your learning. So I was told that the yeshiva was learning about Azara. I had a little bit of difficulty pinning down exactly where you are, and then they told me anything in the Mitzvah, right? Or I think Rabbi Cohen told me that, or Rabbi Frohla. So that's an extraordinary thing in its own right. Like, where do you go? You know, a yeshiva, and you ask them what they're learning, and they say anything in the Masada. So I'm already, you know, very intrigued and very taken. So I picked a topic that appears several times in the Masada, and of course that is, you know, part and parcel of the core, you know, topic, namely of Avodah Zarah, namely the issue of Kiddush Hashem and Mesiras Nefesh and Yehoreg Bal Yavor. Rabbi Ziering reminds me that he was in my shir when we learned the Masechet Pesachim. One of the main sugyas in Yehoreg Bal Yavor, that really the two main sugyas are the sugya in Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalet, which we'll discuss soon. That's the main locus classicus, if you will, of this topic. The second one probably is the sugya in Pesachim, and he was in my shir when we learned that in Kol Shah. The Sugya Daf Chafei, Makom Misrapin Chutz Miatzi Asher. I didn't put that in the Mar Makomos, although I'll make reference to it, just because I wanted, you know, to show a little bit of Rachmanus, you know, to exercise the Koach Hatzimtzum just a little bit. As he reminds me, when we did the topic then, you know, we weren't able to be Mitzamtzim into one shir, never mind into like an hour and 10 minutes. So obviously, anything that we're going to do today is a tip of the iceberg, but at least we want to address some of the basic and most important issues. And this topic, they say, is critical to the Masechta. It appears in Sugyas on Daf Yud Beis, and again on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We'll make reference in just a minute, and then Daf Nun Dalid. So what we'll do is try to cover as much as we can. So let's start with the Sugya in the beginning, Daf Yud Beis, since we learned from the beginning of the Masechta, right? So I assume that's where... Where are you up to?
My ear is up to
Oh, okay. So you did Daf Yud Beis. Okay. So the Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we'll start with that, and then we'll branch out, discusses the question of... part of the discussion of the Ir Sheishbo over Kachadim, also Likonis L'tochav, L'mitochav L'yaracheres. In that context, the Gemara says the following. Yashav lo kotz bifnei avodas Kachadim, Lo yishche v'yitlena b'pnei shenira k'mishtachavel avodas kachavim. And if a person has a thorn and he's trying to get the thorn off, in order to do so, he needs to kind of bend over. So again, his motivation is very innocent, right? It's a pain, and the problem is contextual. He finds himself, you know, in the presence of this avodah zarah, and the perception from a distance is people don't know what's happening with him personally. So from a distance, you know, it seems as if he's bowing to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's not allowed to do that. Then we're told the second case, Nispazra lo ma'osav, bifnei Avodah Zarah, lo yishche, again, if a person drops money, right, in front of, or again, in the presence of an Avodah Zarah, his money is scattered all over the floor. So the problem is, again, can he bend down in order to collect the money? So the Gemara tells us, Lo yishcha v'yitleim, mibnei shenira k'mishtach v'lavod azara. V'meinu nira, again, if you could do it in a way which makes it perfectly clear that he is involved in some other project, then mutter. And then the third case, Mayan amoshech l'fnei avod azara, right, there's a spring, you know, with delectable water, you know, and it's again situated in the presence of the Avodah Zarah, maybe intentionally. Lo yishche, be yishte. He shouldn't, you know, bend down and drink. Mipnei shenira kimishtachave la'avodas kachavim, because it appears as if what he's really doing is being oved Avodah Zarah. And again, v'yemeinu nira mutter. And then we're told another case, partzufa samakalchin mayim mekrachin, right, lo yandiach piv al piem, v'yishte shenira kimenashik l'avodah zarah, kiyotzeba lo yandiach piv al silon v'yishte b'bnei sakana, etc. Okay. Then the Gemara says, my eino nira, what does eino nira mean? Gemara says, ilay b'dolo miskazi, meaning no one's watching, if that's what it means, fa'om rav yudom arav, kol makom shasur chacham b'nei marasayin, afilu b'chadre chadarim, asur, right? We have a principle of marasayin, and the, you know, the incredibly demanding thing about marasayin, which a lot of people don't know, but it's very explicit in the Gemara, is that marasayin is something that is asur afilu b'chadre chadarim. Again, what the problem, what the motivation of marasayin is, people may be misled to thinking things that are mutter. People will be under the impression, knowing that it's asur, that you are not, you know, a naki b'tahar, you know, or both. That's a topic in its own right. But either way, there's a category called marasayin, and therefore whether people are looking or not looking is insufficient, right, to create a heter. Again, there is some question, even though we paskin kol makom shasur chachamim b'nei marasayin afilu b'chadre chadarim asur, whether there are also two levels of marasayin, meaning a marasayin where people are watching and a marasayin where they're not. That's a reasonable position. But either way, it's asur. So the Gemara says, ele ema imeno nire kimishtachov el avodas kachavim mutter. What we're talking about is not whether you're being seen or not, but whether or not what people are seeing, right, is compelling in terms of, you know, implying that you're an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Right? I guess there are different ways to bow down or bend down to, you know, to collect your money or to take a drink, you know, or to remove the thorn, etc. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tzricha, now we get to the important part, the Itana Kotz, Mishum de Efshel Mezel Kameu Mishkele, right, there you can move off, you know, to the side. There are other places where you can get relief from this particular pain. You have other options. Avomos, the mos is on the ground. This is where it happens to be. The only way that you're going to, you know, be chas, I guess, al mamon and shel Yisrael, we'll try to make it into a value here, is if you do this, right? Delo efshar. So emalo. Vitana mos, right? Dimamona. It's only money. Avokotz de tzara emalo. The other side of the coin is that physical pain is, you know, is more of an excuse, one would think, than, you know, than simply financial betterment. The itana hamitarti, if you had only these two, mishum deleika sakana, ava mayon deika sakana, dilo shasi mayis, emalo, tzricha. But if we're talking about a drink, like the person, pashtus of the Gemara, if a person is, you know, is really in a state of sakana, dehydration, so on, and therefore the stakes are much higher. It's not dine mamonis, and it's not just pain, but it is obviously pikuach nefesh. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So then, under those conditions, one would have thought that we would override this marasayin of Avodah Zarah, and therefore Kamash Malan says the Gemara that this is not the case. That in all these circumstances, not allowed to bow down, you're not allowed to, you know, scoot down to get the money, you're not allowed to remove the coats in the presence of the Avodah Zarah, even to be shosam in amayon, in a case of sakana, so it would appear, is prohibited. Oh. So, this last line in the Gemara, of course, triggered a discussion in the Rishon. Is it really true that for the sake of marasayin, that you you know, are obligated to avoid Avodah Zarah, that you're obligated to be Moser Nefesh, to give up your life, rather than to engage in activity that, not being over to Avodah Zarah, but that appears to others, in some cases maybe just even B'chadrei Chadarim, as Marasayin of Avodah Zarah. Does Marasayin of Avodah Zarah have that kind of effect or no? This appears to be a very startling Gemara. Yeah.
Would it be possible to interpret the Shaka Zara, the Gemara over here, as not as to whether or not these different aspects would override, you know, Mominus, Papia Mominus, you know, being able to move to the side, Sakana, not that they would override the Marasayim, but that they would temper the Chashash Marasayim, because people would understand, oh, you know, this is a serious thing, or, you know, this
I mean,
is
it's possible, but in the end of the day, you know, it's also a practical question, and that is that people, you know, either looking from afar, even in circumstances where people are not looking at all. So it's more of a question, you know, again, lo nira, the other side of it is really, that's kind of what the Gemara, you know, introduces when it says that. It doesn't mean people aren't looking, it means that you do it in such a way, you know, al yedei shinui, you're in such a manner that it doesn't appear that way. So, but once you assume that the mainstream cases of the Gemara are not that, so it seems likely that, you know, that factor alone is not enough. So here, the Ran, in Al-Arif, in the back of the Gemara, that's Gimel Amud Beis in the Dape Arif. This is, you know, they have these new fonts here, but I think it's Gimel Amud Beis in the Dape Arif. So the Ran quotes two deos. Umidam rinan avamayan de ika sakana de ilo shasi beis mashma da pila b'mokom sakanas nefesh asur lios nire kemishtachave lavodazara. From this Gemara, it would appear that Pikuach Nefesh is not Matir, the Maris Ayin, we'll call it, of Abadazar. Ba'afilu ein adam ro'eyu, ba'reza b'chal ma'asha amru, ba'kol misrapin, chutz mei, here it says Abadaz Kochavim, the actual Gemara says chutz mei atzei ashera, the same thing. The Gemara says in Pesachim that if a person is in a state of Pikuach Nefesh, and the only therapy that will heal him, right, that will preserve his life, requires him to resort to Avodah Zarah, become Misrapin, Chutz Me'atzi Asherah. Avodah Zarah is not allowed. That's what the Gemara says. So, says the Ran, it appears from here that the same is true from our side. The equation between Bakom Misrapin, Chutz Me'atzi Asherah, and Marisayin, of course, is not a Davar Pashut at all. In the Sugim Pesachim, there's a huge discussion in the Rishonim, like what exactly, you know, is the issue and the problem. Some understand, Bakol Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Asherah, that we're talking about Hana Me'avodah Zarah, being Nena Me'avodah Zarah. La'idbak Be'uma Me'acherem, there's a special Isra Hana of Avodah Zarah, and the question is, what about the Isra Hana of Avodah Zarah, B'makom Pikuach Nefesh V'chai Bahem? Others understand that really, Bakom Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Asherah is not just the Isur Hana. Had it been the Isur Hana, then that would have been Mutter. But it's really about substantive Avodah Zarah, meaning that the impression is not because the Atzei Asherah happens to be Avodah Zarah, but basically the therapy comes from the, whatever it is, the minerals, the chemicals, you know, the bark, whatever it is of this particular tree. That would be only a violation of Layid Bakmu Menachem. It happens to be Avodah Zarah, but rather the implication, or you know, the idea that you know the Avodah Zarah is accomplishing the refua, meaning the koach of the Avodah Zarah, which itself is a substantive Avodah Zarah. The truth is, if the sugya of Bakom Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Asherah refers to actual substance of Avodah Zarah, meaning attributing the koach refua to, you know, that kind of a force, then the comparison to our sugya is totally suspect. Because in one case you have content or substance of Avodah Zarah, and here you have Marasai. Even if we take the view of some Rishonim, which is that Bakom Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Asherah is about the lav of Isra Hanan Avodah Zarah, it's still very possible to distinguish between La Yidbak Me'uba Min Acherim and Marisayin. And that for two different reasons. Number one, or, you know, two overlapping reasons. La Yidbak Me'uba Min Acherim, we'll talk more about this in a couple of minutes, is not just a broad Isra Hana, it's an Isra Hana that is very specific to Avodah Zarah. Marisayin, as we know, is a Din Klali. It's a broader Isra that applies to all Isra'in. Gemara is quoting here the din of Chadre Chadarim and the Isra of Marisayin, you know, not in the context of Avodah Zarah, it's being applied to Avodah Zarah. But really, it's a general din. And when it comes to general dinim, one can still take two different positions. In one sense, you might say, and this is probably what this position is based on, that even though Maris Ayin is a general halacha, that it integrates into its particular context. In other words, it's a klali din that has a prati application. So, for example, the assumption here seems to be that you can make the comparison, notwithstanding, you know, the obvious difference. That's because even though Maris Ayin applies also to Hilchos Shabbos and you know, to all Macholos Asuros, it applies, you know, to Kol HaTorah Kula, basically. That is misleading. Every time we encounter Maris Ayin, it's Maris Ayin of the particular Abeid. This is particularly true, obviously, if you take the view that Maris Ayin is about possibly misleading people that, you know, what it is that you're doing is mutter. It may even be true, although it's certainly less compelling, if you think the Mechayev of Maris Ayin is chashad, you know, the fact that people are going to think that you are not behaving, you know, halachically appropriately. Although, again, all things being equal, we would think that that is more of an Isur Klali. That has to do with, you know, Choshen B'Ksherin and the Isur Nikiyim, you know, and so on and so forth. And that, you know, whether it's Avodah Zarah, Kilayim, Macholos Asuros, Shabbos, you know, these are all just Heketensis. But certainly if we think that it's about misleading people, so it's easier to explain that it integrates into its environment. Having said that, there's still a difference between Layidvak Mu'uma Menacherem, which is, you know, intrinsically connected specifically to Avodah Zarah and has its own particular dinam of Yisuri Hanah separate from other Yisuri Hanahs. It's a separate pasuk, a separate lav, and has separate dinim as well, as opposed to Maris Ayin, even if in the best case scenario, but this is the one, certainly is the only one that makes sense, even if we assume that Maris Ayin is an Isur Prati, that it integrates its Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, again, it's still, you know, something which comes from a Klali foundation. Moreover, it isn't an Isur, it isn't a lav. It's Maris Ayin is a more general, you know, meta-halachic principle. It's still very mechudash. But we do have at least parallels to this question in other issues as well. For example, yeah.
Well, when you say one of the possibilities of Maris Ayin is a prati, do you mean as a separate gezeira derabanan for each individual case of Maris?
Not a separate gezeira derabanan, but that the din of Maris Ayin, to begin with, is that it's your act of Maris Ayin is perceived as violating particularly the area which in question. In other words, Maris Ayin was structured to begin with, right, as something. I'll just give you another example. I'll give you you know, a couple examples that will highlight the same idea. Other klali things, for example, lifnei l'siten v'kshel, right? So we have a general. That's of course a pasuk in the Torah. That's a lav in the minyan of Tayag, the neighbor lo sitein mechshal. But there's a debate among the Rishonim whether or not lefneiv or lisitein mechshal, again, is a kind of a din klali or a din prati. Namely, every time I am machshil somebody into doing an aveira, right, I violate lefneiv or lisitein mechshal in the same way, irrespective of what the aveira happens to be. So lefneiv or lisitein mechshal of Isur Nazir, of Nazir B'yayin, Lifneiver l'siten michshol of Shabbos, lifneiver l'siten michshol of Avodah Zarah, lifneiver l'siten michshol of Macholos Asuros, it's all the same. These are just, again, different hekatimtzis, but the violation is lifneiver. Or, in the case of lifneiver, the particular aveira, right, which I was a machshil him on, is the mechayim. In other words, lifneiver l'siten michshol of Nazir is a Nazir violation, and of Shabbos is a Shabbos violation, and Avodah Zarah is an Avodah Zarah violation. So, for example, this is a very explicit debate in numerous contexts. For example, Tosis, in the beginning of Shabbos, you know, the Shabbos begins with the discussion of Melechas Hotza'ah, and, you know, Arba, you know, Shtayim Shem Arba, you know, the Mishnah, beginning of Shabbos, has all sorts of scenarios of, you know, of Chayiv and of Mutter and of Potter Avalasar. They have different cases in the first Mishnah. And the question is, are some cases are Mutter, that if it's the Balabayas and the Oni, the one standing inside, the one standing outside. The details are not so important for the moment, but if the Balabayas does the Akira and the Hanacha, let's say, and the Oni, the guy on the outside, is just there, he's just the Cheftza on which you put the object, or vice versa, so the Mishnah says Mutter. So the Balitosis in Shabbos and Dav Gimel asks the question, well, it isn't Mutter, I mean, it's Mutter, but from Shabbos point, but you violate Lefneva Lesitain Mitchell, right? Because we have a principle, which the Gemara has here on Davav, in Avodah Zarah, and many other places as well, and the question whether we pass in that way LaHalacha, the Rambam happens to omit it, but, and that is, Lefneva Lesitain Mitchell applies only betray Ibrid and Nahari, or not, it applies even in other circumstances. But assuming that there is Lefneva Lesitain Mitchell, let's say, even if it's not betray Ibrid and Nahari, which is a Machlokas HaSugyas, says Tosas, so why does the Mishnah say that it's Mutter? Right? Yeah. So some of the Balitosis, one second, some of the Balitosis answer by saying, yeah, it's Asur Mishum Lifneiver, right? But the Mishnah is talking about from the perspective of Shabbos. Rabbi Kivager, in his Perush on Mishnah, the base, says, oh, this isn't such a double Pashut. It seems to be like a Machlokas or Rishonim here in answering this question. Some of them give the answer of Trei Ibrid Nahari, they give different answers, but Rabbi Kivager says that, you know, this is an interesting question. Namely, is Lifnei Iver of Shabbos Lifnei Iver, or is Lifnei Iver of Shabbos Shabbos? Benafkamina, not just, that Mishnah, but, for example, we have a rule that Mumer L'Chalas HaShabbos is a Mumer L'Chalas Torah Kula. Right? Violating Shabbos implies, the way Rashi explains the Gemara Nekulin, being Makhish B'Maisa Bereishis. The Rambam has a slightly different formulation at the end of Shabbos, but whatever, the principle is agreed upon that a mumer l'chalas Shabbos is a mumer l'chalas Torah Kula. So if a person is involved in Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol of Shabbos, right, is he a mumer l'chalas Torah Kula? That's Rabbi Kivager's discussion. But the truth is, if we can bring it closer to home, right, this is a debate between the Balamor and the Ramban in Mochamos and Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalet in the Sugya Vihari Vayavar, which we're going to be expanding on in a couple of minutes. Right? The rule is, we paskin like the Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan, against Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to discuss that in just a minute. And that is that there are Gimel Averos, everybody's familiar with this, that there are Gimel Averos, which even Betzina require that we sacrifice our lives, give up our lives. Right? There's a Yehari Vayavar on Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shvichus Dam. Ah. So what about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol of Avodah Zarah or of Gilei Arayos? So the Balamor in Sanhedrin, if we get a chance to read it inside later, we will. We'll focus first on another Balamor, seems to say that Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol of Avodah Zarah should, all things being equal, trigger Yehorik Vayavor. And maybe the only reason that it doesn't, if it doesn't, in the cases that he's talking about, is for another reason, which we'll get to, which we'll get to in a minute. And the Ramban in Mochamos, in Sanhedrin, I think I have the line here, just to read quickly, in that same discussion, he said, he disagrees with the Balamor in a bigger way, but he also says that, that you can't bring a raya from Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol, because Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol is Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. Right? That sounds obvious. Meaning, it's not Avodah Zarah. It's not one of the Gimel Averos. It's applied to Avodah Zarah. Right? That is absolutely irrelevant. That's what the Ramban says. Let's see if I can... Yeah. The Kaki v'Dominiki v'Shara Averos Ninu v'Eini Suran Mishum Labi Avodah Zarah Eli Mishar Chai V'Lav Mishabatorah Mishum B'Lifnei V'Losite Mechshav K'netan La'ashilam L'shol Mehen Surely Abdu Hainatsum Lonogo Abarazar Meolam Elder Farhesya Abya. Babs Ramban and Balamor clearly argue about this question. Namely, is Lifnevel Sita Nefshal of Abarazara? Is it Abarazara? Or is it Lifnevel Sita Nefshal? Yeah, the same idea in Chatzishir. Chatzishir is also Minatora. It's a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzishir is also Minatorah. And there's a clear debate among the Rishonim already, and then even more extensively in Achronim, whether Chatzishir is what we call an Iser Klali or an Iser Prati, meaning If you ate chatzi shir of nevela and chatzi shir of chelev and chatzi shir of dam, you know, and so on and so forth, are you in violation of chatzi shir or are you in violation of the iser of chelev or dam or nosar? Right? That's an interesting problem. Again, there's a debate already 2 days in the Ramban regarding the question of hakalakal. Right? We have a principle in Macholos Asuros, all things being equal, that if you have to violate, right, machil noso hakalakal, you're supposed to eat, you know, the lesser of the two evils, the lesser of the isurim. In chatzi shir, is there a din of hakalakal? Let's say you have chatzi shir of chametz and chatzi shir of nebela. Right? Is there a din of akala? You have to eat one of them for whatever reason. Is there a din of akala akala or not? So all these are quite. I'll take a question for just a second. Just giving you the example. If you release say michshal marisayin chatzishir, there are other examples of this, which things that apply across the board. And the question is, do they integrate into their, you know, are they kind of chameleon like and integrate into their environment? Right? They become dinim pratiim or not? And there are nafkamina in the case of gimel averos. There's a huge nafkamina if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe, we'll get to this in just a minute. Put it this way, if you're going to apply the din of Yehoreg Valyav or of Gibel Averos to something like Lifnei Velesite Mitchell or Marisayan or Chatzi Shir, etc., the only way to justify that is to assume that what we're dealing with, we'll get to another perspective on Marisayan in just a minute. For the moment, I'm just making this suggestion and I'll suggest something else in just a couple of minutes. But one perspective, at least, is to suggest that this depends on the question of Yisr Klali, Yisr Prat. Either way, the paradigm of Lo Yidbak Me'uma Menacherem certainly seems to point in the direction that, you know, this integrates into its environment. Yeah?
Just to clarify a couple of things. Yeah. So first of all, that din that the Brown breaks from Sapin, that Bochomus Rapin, I'm assuming that's like Gimel, that's a Yer Val Yavar Gimel Vers Kumaris din.
Yeah.
And so that would apply to the other two of Vers
Yes.
as well. Okay, so and also
But we'll get back to Bochomus Rapin.
In terms of what you've generally been talking about, your question here on the run. So just to clarify what he's doing, he's saying in the Havamina of the Gemara had a Havamina that...
No. The Ran isn't just talking about the Havamina. The Ran is talking about the Maskana. The Ran says, if you look at the Gemara, it appears to say the Maskana. The Havamina of the Gemara was that if it's Pikuach Nefesh, you know, maybe that's different. And the Gemara's Maskana is Kamash Mulan Utsricha, that even if there... It seems to say, even if there's Sakana, even then you're not allowed to benefit.
Right,
so he's asking, what do you mean? Why can't you? What happened to the din of Yehoreg Valyavar? The answer is, the answer is that, the answer is, why is this even the Makom Sakana? The answer is because this is din of Yehoreg Valyavar. We see from Lo Yidbak Me'uma Menacherem, we see from Makom Esrap Mechutz Miatzei Asherah, that even if you don't, you're not really actually Ovid Avodah Zarah, right? Because assuming that that's how the proper way to read the Gemara Pesachim, he's assuming a number of things, that the Sugya in Pesachim, you know, is about, you know, Isur Hana, which is a debate in the Rishonim there. He's also assuming that you can compare a particularistic Isur Hana of Avodah Zarah.
I mean, who says Mar Sinai is the same, basically?
Exactly. And I'm just trying to flesh out why this is such a big chiddush. The answer is because there's no din of Mar Sinai and Avodah Zarah particularly. And even if Mar Sinai applies to Avodah Zarah, it applies to Avodah Zarah because we look at Mar Sinai in this broader way, and not because on the books it has a special
name. Is Mar Sinai
Daraboni? That's a topic in its own. Let's assume for the moment that it's Daraisa.
Okay.
We have to look at the Sugyas and Beitza and other things for the moment. Well, let's assume that it's Daraisa. There is a question whether or not even Darabanans, when it comes to Gimel Averos, trigger Yehoreg Valyavar. Because that is a question. There's a question in general whether Darabanans associated with what's known as Abizraya, we'll get to it in a few minutes, even Durabanans, whether that also triggers Yehoreg Valyavar. That we'd have to explain in a slightly different way, according to the second way that I'm going to explain the Marzai. Yeah?
Would Lo Sasur be under one of these general
things? Lo Sasur, put it this way, it's not contingent upon. Well, again, Lo Sasur, if you assume that it's a Durabanan,
right.
So then you can say, well, what, you know, maybe Lo Sasur elevates it to a Daraisa, but that's a good question, but it's a whole Lo Sasur topic. Meaning, Is it true that according to the Rambam's views, that Lo Sasor, elevates Drabbanans into Doraisas? Even then, the Ramban understood it a certain way. Like, he understood the Rambam meant that they're all Doraisa. Probably you have to refine that a little bit. The Rambam meant you violate a Doraisa. It doesn't necessarily mean the Chepza of the Isur is Doraisa, but that's a topic in its own. Let's assume for the moment we don't need it. Yeah.
What is the nature of the Isur Lo Yibak Meuma?
That's the Isra Hanav of Avodah Zarah. The Yidbak Muma Menachem. But we're not going to get into that right now, but that's the... I'm just trying to point out that not only is Avodah Zarah Asur Bahanav, but it is a very particular, separate pasuk and special dinim about the Isra Hanav of Avodah Zarah, which makes it on the surface, right, different than something like Maaseh Sinai, very different. And nonetheless, the Ran is equated. We'll get back to it. Miu, 1 second, let's finish the Ran. Okay, Miu, Irshi Eshba Avodas Kachavim, the Asri Lelech Sham, Mipnei Shenira Kaholech Lavodas Kachavim, Mistaber, the Hechadika Sakhanas Nefashos, Mutter. Again, given the Ran's understanding, which is the Pashas of the Gemara, that this Gemara is even in the case of actual Pikuach Nefesh, so he just wants you to know that, even if it applies to the Marasayan part, we still should draw the line somewhere. So in terms of Irshi Eshba Ovikacham, the Asri Lelech Sham, Nira kaholech, not ka'ovid avodazar, but kaholech la'avodazara, he says that when there's pikuach nefesh, hefadik pikuach nefesh, mutter. Shim l'manu b'nira ka'ovid, da'afil b'mokom sakhana asur, b'nira kaholech, la'avod, lo l'ma. The Ran saying, lo tzrichim la'agzim, right? Even though this is a very far expansion of Yehoreg v'yavor, but, even this view will draw the line not at Nira Ka'oved, but at Holech, Nira Ka'olech Le'ir Lav. Okay. But there's a second day of the Ramas. What's the second day of? The Efshar Od Lomar, the Af B'mayin Amoshe, Chafo Pishin Nira Ka'oved, even though it looks like when he bends down to drink, he's over to Barazara, and it's Sakana, Kivin She'en Elam Mishumar Esayin, Heched Ika Sakana Mamish Mutter. Mar Esayin does not trigger your Yorik Vayav. Oh. So what is a Gemara? The Chiyam Rinan, Dila Shasi Meis, Lo meiz vade aminon, el she'efsha lavo l'idei sakana, shelo yishta achshav, shema yomos betzama, kodim she'imatzei mayim, v'chein kosva rav rabbeinu asher. Okay, so the second view of the Ran is, no, we don't think that there's Yehoreg v'yavor in Marasayin. The Gemara doesn't really mean literally sakana. Now again, if you look at the pashtus of the Gemara, the methodological note, the pashtus of the Gemara says what it says. It uses the expression sakana. Basically, this is an example where, again, the global halachic evidence, right, according to these other Rishonim, makes the simple reading of the Gemara unsustainable. Right? So even though the Gemara says the language of Sakana, it's like, but that's what it says. Right? It's like, good pshat, this is not for now, but good pshat is always a function of the available, reasonable explanations. Okay? So if the word means that, no one's denying that, but the other evidence, in the halacha, dictates that it cannot be so, and therefore that requires that we have a relaxed reading, of this. The best pshat for Rabbeinu Asher in the Gemara is that sakana is lav davka. Sakana means down the road, meaning there's an urgent need to do this, but you're not going to drop dead, bivada. You're likely not, but, there's... We normally wouldn't chance it, not just because there's financial gain or a little pain or you're hungry or you're thirsty. We wouldn't chance it, and there's like a greater urgency. We don't want you to dehydrate, right? It's like, drink the water when you go on the teal, right? But it's not Yehoreg v'yavor, sakana. If it was really a Yehoreg v'yavor question from our side, that would, why not? So we have two deos from our side and triggers this issue. So I'd like to suggest two possible perspectives. One is that the debate revolves around what we mentioned before, and that is, whether or not Marasayin is an Isur Klali or an Isur Prati, whether it's comparable to Yidbak Mu'uma Menacherim or not. There's another possibility, and that is that the debate here really revolves around the din of Yehoreg v'yavor and Avodah Zarah. Is that something that requires a substantive act of Avodah Zarah? Or is it really triggered right? Not by the Chomer Ha'isur, the Maisa Veira of Avodah Zarah, or Gili Raz and Shvichus Damim. You might be Mechalik between them, but that's not going to be our topic today. But rather by the urgency of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. Okay? So let me highlight that just in another Gemara. And that's the Gemara here on Nun Dalid in Avodah Zarah. Right, but the main sugya is really in Sanhedrin and Tzachim, which we'll get to just very quickly enough, but let's just talk about the local sugya first. The Gemara has a sugya on Chavzayin on the base, I should mention as well, where the Gemara talks about the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, and then I'll explain back in a second what I mean by the Ran. The Gemara here on Chavzayin on the base talks about Poritz Gedi Yushchenu Nachash, you know, Minus Damashcha. The Gemara says, Umay habile lemeimar, v'chay bohem v'lo shiyomus bohem. Rabbi Shmuel, hani mili bitzina, avu b'farhesya, lo. Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that pikuach nefesh always overrides any aveira, as long as that aveira is done bitzina. The Tanya hayu Rabbi Shmuel omer, minayin shim omer lo la'odam, avod avod azara v'al te hareg, shiyavor v'al ye hareg, Talmud lomar, v'chay bohem v'lo shiyomus bohem. So Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Gemara of Zayin and Beis, was of the opinion that there's no special yichus, according to, we'll take the Bali Tosis view for the moment, because we don't have so much time. So there's no special yichus to Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, or Shvichus Damim. Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that Yohari Bayavar is always triggered by Kiddush Hashem, which we'll explain in a minute, which is obviously appropriate or more applicable whenever the challenge or whenever the decision is made in public. But Betzina, the din, even in Avodah Zarah, is the Chai Bohen V'lo Shiyomus Bohen, sacrosanct human life. If you look at Tosis on Chavzayin Amid Beis, Tosis discusses here, Mi Rabban and Paligaled Rabbi Yishmael, the Perek Ben Sorer, V'Ami B'Parhesi Afi L'Mitzvah Kali Yehorg V'Yavar, U'Betzina Yesh Kiluk Ben Avodah Zarah L'Shar Mitzvos, the B'shar Mitzvahs Yavor, U'Bavodis Kochav Mihareg, Uli Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Shum Chiluk Betzina, B'Kulon Yavor Val Yehareg, B'Farhesya Kulon Yehareg Val Yavor. Bali Tosis' view is that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, everything is dependent on Tzina and Farhesya, and the Chachamim who disagree are opposed to the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Then in the end, Tosis discusses the connection to the Sugyan Mendalat and Aleph, which we're going to look at right now, and he discusses the possibility, can you be Machmir and apply Yehareg Val Yavor in a situation where the halacha allows you yavor be'al yahari. Tosis here considers that possibility. Bali Tosis in general were open to this idea. Some of the Chachmei Svarad as well. It's well known. I don't know if we'll have time to discuss it. The Rambam is adamant that if a person is obligated of yavor be'al yahari, of chai ben b'lo shiyamas bahem, and he seemingly thinks that he's being machmir by giving up his life, by being Moser Nefesh, the Rambam says, Areza Miskaya Benach, should be aware. And this is mostly the psak that is accepted, in, certainly outside of Ashkenaz. The Ramban, in his Mukhamos, in Sanhedrin, also starts off by suggesting that whatever the din is Yavar, Val Yehareg, if a person wants to so-called be Machmir Al-Atzmo, that it's like, he violates Achas Dimchem Lenafsho Seichem Edrosh. I mean, it's like committing suicide. Unlike the Bali Tosis and then the Yosef's Mechalik between, you know, Anoshim Chashuvim and regular people, a very fascinating topic, hashkafically and halachically very significant. Okay. Nun Dalet Omed Aleph, the Gemara here has a very fascinating discussion. The Gemara says, Ezehu Nevad, what's a Nevad? What's a Chefsa Shel Avodah Zarah, which has a certain dinim? So the Gemara says, Kol She'ovid Moso, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Meiz, Bein B'Onis, Bein B'Ratzon. Anything that is subject, anything that was the object, rather, of Avodah Zarah, meaning people treated as an Avodah Zarah. You everybody have it? That's towards the top of the page on Nun Dalet Omed Aleph. Bein B'Meiz, Bein B'Onis, Bein B'Ratzon, right? Either way, that turns it into a Nev. Says the Gemara, Hai Onis Echadam. What Onis are we talking about? Lav Kigon, Did Onas, Bein B'Tzchaber, Vishnach Malo. Gemara here is talking about the question of whether Einanam Osa Davar She'ena Shalom. Can you, by your actions, you know, can you impose a status of Iser, affect the status of something that doesn't belong to you, or do you have to be a Bailin for that? Fascinating question. So the Gemara thought, oh, you see that if you're, you know, if you take somebody else's behema and you treat it as a avodah zarah, that you turned it into a neva. The Gemara says, Amram bar Chama lo, kagon shansu avde kachobim vishtachbe lebehemto di day. That it's his animal, but somebody coerced him, right, to be Ovid avodah zarah, the animal that he owns. So there's no problem of it in Masud Dabar Shein Shalo, but there is a problem in assessing, you know, should this be a Nebat? Is that really avodah zarah? Right? So the Gemara says, Maskiflor Bzeira, Onas Rachmana Patrek, Sivul Anaro Lasasa Dabar, meaning you're a potter in this case, and therefore, why is it a Nebat? Says the Gemara, Elam Araba, Hakol Hoye Beklal Lo Sa'avdein, Kishapir the Kokosu, Bechaibem, Velo Shobas Behem, Yotza Ones, Behoda Kosav Rachmana, Velo Schalu Eshem Kachi, Nafila Ba Ones, Hoketzad, Hobitzin, Hobiparhesia. This is a very difficult Gemara. Both Shitas are difficult. Rab Zera is difficult. Rab Zera says, I mean, you're Potter, aren't you? So there should be no Shem Nevad. So all the Rishonim ask, but isn't there a Chiyuv Yehari Gval Yavor? Right, so some Rishonim say, well, this Gemara is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, Tosis Rid, others, Bali Tosis bring this up in the beginning, right? Tema my parich, nay, the potter mi misa, b'di'eved mikol makom lechad tchila hu chayiv limsor atzma lemisa. Im kein lama liyasar mitam nevad, dobe farhesya, de besalmach l'rava, korle nevad mitam dechayiv limsor atzma, afagav de b'di'eved potter, right? They normal to Rab Zera on the Rachman of Patra. We call the call up. You look at Chilein Limtzar Atzmo. Okay, Tim Kane, my Raya, my Sivul and Arulis Asadavar. Basically, Tosis is very troubled with the sheet of Rab Zera. Why does Rab Zera think that the Shem Nevad depends on Onesh? It should depend on whether or not you have a Chiyuv Limtzar Atzmo, and don't you have that Chiyuv? So some that's part of the discussion in Tosis too. Is this Gemara Liba de Rabbi Yishmael who thinks that there's no Chiyuv Yehari Gval Yavar? But if it is Aliba de Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbanan, then it's, why isn't the Chiyuv Limsar Atzmo enough for a Shem Nevad? Elam Rava, Rava's also a difficulty, because you would have thought that Rava would just say exactly this point. And according to some Rishonim, as we'll see in the end, he does. But the text of the Gemara is not so simple. Hakol Hayu Beklau, Lo Sa'abdeim, Kishapir b'chal kasev b'chay ben b'lo shemus ben right yotza ones, meaning there is, one would have thought that lo salvdeim is across the board, unqualified, but there's also a p'tur onus, so you should be pater legamri. V'hadar kasev rachmana lo schalu eshein kadshi, afilu ba'ones. So what's the kasev ashlishi ha'machriya b'neyem? The answer is, okay, it's an ha'betzina ha'befarhesya. Meaning, if the challenge, if this is done b'farhesya, then you're chayiv, right, limsor atzmacha. And therefore, it's a nevad. But what's strange about that is, if we're talking about a zara, why do you need the farhesya part? Why not just say, beimitz in a beimba farhesya, you're chayiv limsor atzmacha. So this is what the Rishonim struggle with, right? Tosis suggests, we'll get back to it hopefully, but that's the bottom Tosis, habitzina habit farhesya. The chor mashmet, the rabbit spirale, the ones, the tzina ain lo limsor atzmo. Who can pask it like Rabbi Shmuel, right? In this matter, that Betosan Chav Zayin with base was saying, right? Though the Shilta Strava Chay Parshas Va'era Posek Rabbi Yochanan, Tosas ends up suggesting here that it's a filo alibid Rabbi Shmuel, but Rava really meant under all conditions to disagree with Rabbi Zeira, that even Betzina, there's a shame Nevad. So what is this machlokes between Rabbi Zeira and Rava? Right? They both seem to agree, according to Tosas, they both seem to agree that there's Yehari Vayavar Betzina Begimel Aveira, so we don't pasken like Rabbi Yishmael, and yet they seem to argue within that, according to Tosas, whether or not there's a shame Nevad or not. Is that an argument about the Shem Nevad? Meaning, whether Nevad is dependent upon the Maisa Avera, everybody will say there's a Maisa Avera, because it's a Chiyuv Limsor Saksmo. However, since there is also a Ptur, we'll get to the Ptur in a minute, so the debate is whether Nevad depends on the Maisa Avera, or it depends on the Chiyuv Onesh. Right? Is that the debate? Or is the debate within the view that there's a chi of Mesiras Atzmo, right? You have a chi of Yehari Valyabar. Does that necessarily signify that there is a Maisa Avodah Zara? If there's no Maisa Avodah Zara, why you chayev Yehari Valyabar? Ah, the answer is, to be very meduyak in the Gemara, although even according to the Balei Tosfos, right? Forget about Farhesia and Betzina. Maybe the Mechayev of Yehari Valyabar isn't the Maisa Avodah Zara, it's the Avodah Zara Betzina that triggers a Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. An absence of Kiddush and a presence of Chilul Hashem. Namely, Yehari Valyabar is about Chilul Hashem. Oh. In other words, we'll just highlight it in a slightly different way in the Sugya in Sanhedrin. And I'm Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph, and hopefully we'll get back to Avodah Zara if we have time. Gemara says there, an Ayin Dalid, right? Gemara has the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishmael. Right, the Gemara tells the following. Rabbi Yochanan b'shum Rabbi Shimon Yochanan Tzadok, nimnu v'gamru b'aliyas beit nitsa b'lud, kol aver shevetar morim v'adam avar v'al tehareg, yavar v'al yehareg, chutz me'avaris kochavim gilei arayis l'shvichos dam. V'avaris kochavim, lo, says the Gemara, V'atanya, Amr Rabbi Shmuel, minayin shemamr lo adam, avod avod azar v'al tehareg, minayin sheyavod, right, sheyavod, v'al yehareg. Tamar lo v'chaybam. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say that even when it comes to avod azar pikuach nefesh, trumps the iser, it's matir? Says the Gemara, yachal afilu b'farhesya, tamar lo v'lo zchalu ha-shem kadshi v'niktashti, etc. So the Gemara says, inu d'amr krab alazar, Tanya Belazar Amar Behaftas Hashem Elokecha B'Kol Avavu Chanashu B'Kol Yodecha Im Nemer B'Kol Nafshcha Lama Nemer B'Kol Modecha Im Nemer B'Kol Modecha Lama Nemer B'Kol Nafshcha Im Yesh Adam Shegufa Chavu Olam Mimono Lekach Nemer B'Kol Nafshcha Im Yesh Adam Shemamono Chavu Olam Migufa Lekach Nemer B'Kol Modecha. A little bit parallel to the, you know, you have the coats, you have the Nispazer, you know, Hamos. You know, some people are, you know, pain is greater, you know, physical pain for some people, losing their life for some people, you know, losing that, you know, $20 bill, you know, there's no nechama for that. Anyways, Gili Arayos, Shvichus Damim, Kid Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kasha Yokum, Isharei Rutzacho Nefesh, Kenu Davar Azeh, Kimala Manim Rotzeach, Me'ata, Harezabol Lame, Benim Salame, Makesh Rotzeach, Nam Rasa, Manam Rasa, Nitan Latzila Benafsho, Rotzeach, Nitan Latzila Benafsho, Makesh Nam Rasa, Rotzeach, Marotzeach Yehari Vayavar Afnarim Rasa Tehari Val Tavar Rotzeach Gufa Minolan Svara. Right, this is the famous Svara of my Miyemer De Dama Didach Sumak Tvei Dilma Dama Dahugabra Sumak Tvei. So this is the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, which establishes that there's a debate between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer, and so on, whether Yehari Vayavar applies Betzina to the Gimel Averos, and this is the Limud. We'll get back to that in just a minute for the Rambam. And the Pashtus, we Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Shmuel, which is what Tosfos was upset about, both on Chav Zayin Amud Beis and on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, because the Gemara there don't sound that way. And then the Gemara goes on to develop further that really there are three instances of Yehari Vayavar. That's in addition to the three Averos, which might be either one category or maybe two or three, but that we're not going to go into. In addition to that, there's Farhesya, which the Gemara alludes to in Avodah Zarah in both places. A challenge or a public desecration triggers Yehoreg Valyavor, even in the mitzvah Kala. And then there's another category, and that's called Shas Hashmad, or Shas Hagzeira. Right? When the government, you know, is you know, legislating against religion, so Afilo Arkas of the Basana, this Gemara, says you're a chayiv for Yehari Valyavar. Now again, what is the relationship between, you know, the Gimel Averos, Farhesya, and Shas Hashmad? Very big questions. Are Farhesya and Shas Hashmad the same thing? All right, now these three categories, one category, two categories, and if two, right, what goes with what? Pashtus, Shas Hashmad, and Farhesya go with each other, and the Gimel Averos, but even that isn't so. We're not going to discuss the difference between Farhesya, Shas Hashmad today, but one of the things we do want to look at is the relationship between let's say Farhesia, and we'll include Shas Hashmad, you know, default for the moment, versus the Gimla Beiris. And that in the following way. So Rabbi Shmuel's position, let's break it down, and then we'll go back to the two things we've seen, and we'll expand upon it. Rabbi Shmuel basically says that even when it comes to Avodah Zarah, right, if it's the challenge and the violation is Betzina, so the rule is, Yavar Val Yehoreg, B'chai Bahem V'lo She'yamas Bahem. So really, Rabbi Shmuel assumes two things. One, he assumes that the Gimel Averos, we'll speak about Avodah Zarah more particularly, is a debate in the Rishonim, actually some in Avodah Zarah, Tosfos Rav Elchanan, in Avodah Zarah, was a Talmud of the Re. We have his Tosfos on Avodah Zarah. I'm sure you guys have been using it. I hope you guys have been using it. It's a rare, because it's a very early edition of the Bali Tosfos. So there's some question what Rabbi Shmuel's din is only Avodah Zarah, or also... But let's, for the moment, shortcut that particular issue. So Rabbi Shmuel assumes, let's say about Avodah Zarah, two things. Number one, that the Chumras HaAveira, right, per se, does not override Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is king. Right? There's no Aveira in the Torah per se, right, that demands that you give up your life. Chai b'ayim lo shamas b'ayim is unqualified, essentially. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that another possible basis for Mesiras Nefesh, namely Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, that is limited to Farhesia. There's no what I call scandal quotient, you know, of sufficient proportions for Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, but sin. That's what Rabbi Shmuel believes. And therefore, the only Yehoreg Vayavra that you ever have is Chil and Kiddush Hashem, and that applies only before Hesia. But the Chachamim who disagree, we're not really sure what they think. Do they agree that B'chai B'hem B'lo She'yamas B'hem applies, in theory, in the abstract, even to Avodah Zarah, maybe even Gilui Arayos, possibly even Shvichas Damim? The only thing is, they disagree and believe that there are certain Averos who are so chamor that even if we still have a heter pikuach nefesh, right, they trigger a response of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem even if the violation is betzin. Or do they disagree with the first point? They say, listen, the chai b'hem b'lo she'yamas b'hem is an overriding halachic principle. However, it has limits. There are certain averos which undermine the quality of religious life. They essentially make life not worth living. And therefore, when it comes to these cardinal areas, right, about Azara, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, there's no heter of the chaybah. Lamai nafkamina. Well, huge nafkamina, minashkafically also, but halachically. Namely, do you really violate the Easter of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim? Or do you violate the Easter of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem? Right, that's question number one. Question number two is an orientation question, which is as maybe more significant, and that is, what really is the reason for Yehoreg V'Yavor? Is it that there's no Heter, right, and it's the Chumras HaAveira, therefore there's no Chai Bahem? Or is it because of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, the impact that this has? If it's an impact-oriented halacha, right, then we're likely, l'kula and l'chumra, to treat it very differently than if we zero in on the substance of the iser of the ma'isaveh. So, for example, the Rambam deals with the dinim of Yehoreg Vayavar, all three, Shema, Farhesia, and the Gimel Averos, in Perakei Hichos Yisod HaTorah. And a very famous parak that begins with the words, Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvim al Kiddush Hashem. Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, Parakei, is about Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. The last halacha in Parakei, Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, deals with the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, the end of Yoma, talks about the Hafta Es Hashem Elokecha, Shehei Shem Shemayim Misahev Al Yadecha, a Talmud Chacham should pay his bills on time, you know, he should speak Benachas in Mabrios, and so on and so forth. Does that have anything to do with the Chumra Soaveira or anything like that? It's the whole parak, what the Rambam is trying to say, is Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvim al Kiddush Hashem. There's a lot to say about the language here, but we're not going to talk about it now. that namely, every member of Klal Yisrael expresses his Kiddush and Chil Hashem in the way that he responds to the challenges of Yehoreg Val Yavor, Yavor Val Yehoreg, in Farhesya, Shmas Hashmad, Gimel Averos, etc. And then at the very end, he's telling us, and the mundane, gritty, nitty-gritty things of daily life, no, that's also an expression of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, ironically, even more for Talmidei Chachamim than for regular people, than for Kol Beis Yisrael. But the whole parak, Mitzchila Be'ad Sof, is about Kiddush and Chil Hashem. We'll see that the Rambam, I hope, has a more complex posture too. But initially, in terms of where he puts it, the framework is a Kiddush and Chil Hashem, and also in Sefer Mitzvot. If you look at Losase, Sabach Gimel, where the Rambam speaks about Kiddush and Chil Hashem, that's where he chooses in Sefer Mitzvot to talk about the Gimel Averos. In Shulchan Aruch, the Dinim of Gimel Averos are codified in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Just one more second. Now again, there's a methodological point, and that is there is no equivalent of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in the Shulchan Aruch. Moreover, it's very possible that codification in the Rambam and codification in the Shulchan Aruch have different purposes and connotations. I mean, in the Rambam, in my opinion, there's overwhelming evidence that it's conceptually driven, meaning that the Rambam makes statements by where he puts things, he organizes things in a very lumdish way, you could say, where the Shulchan Aruch maybe has a much more pragmatic function, and therefore a more pragmatic order. In addition to not having the equivalent of Yisodei HaTorah, and in the prominence of it the way the Rambam does, there might be other reasons. The Yireim, for example, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, when he talks about the Dinim of Yehoreg Vayavar, just to contrast it with the Rambam, does so in the context of Avodah Zarah. When he talks about Kiddush and Chil Hashem, he doesn't mention it. Two very different perspectives. These two perspectives perhaps reflect back on the issue that we just discussed. Namely, is Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah Yehoreg Vayavar, 2 days in the Ram? So we've already pursued one aspect of this, namely, is Maris Ayin in an objective way, right, is that integrated into Avodah Zarah or not? But even if you assume that it is, it's still not a substantive Maisa Avodah Zarah. Right? From a Chumra Suavera point of view, is it conceivable that that is not subject to V'chai Ben V'lo Shiyamas Bahem? Certainly questionable. However, if the real Mechayiv of Yehoreg Vayavar and Avodah Zarah is not the substance of Avodah Zarah, because that would be neutralized fundamentally by V'chai Bahem V'lo Shiyamas Bahem, it's the fact that the appearance of Avodah Zarah triggers Kiddush and Chil Hashem Afilu B'tzina. Is there really any difference between the act and the perception of the act? Here, Maris Ayin, and here, even if it's a din klali, not a din prati, the effect of Maris Ayin may be equal to a substantive Avodah Zarah. So then you might have a situation where the two deos and the Ran, not so much about whether Maris Ayin integrates into Avodah Zarah or remains klali, but whether or not Yehoreg Vayavar is a result of the Chumra Suavera of Avodah Zarah, or it is Avodah Zarah, or the appearance of Avodah Zarah, which triggers a Kiddush and Chil Hashem. Yeah, there was a question. Yeah.
We're saying even if there's not a corner that holds that the Yehoreg Vayavar is in Kiddush Hashem, we're saying even in a situation that you could say that Anush Kapon Apache from Avodah Zarah, so you wouldn't be over in Isra Avodah Zarah, there's still an Indian of Kiddush Hashem just because it's so to speak a Maisa Avodah Zarah, even if you're not Chayiv in that particular instance.
Say that one more time?
We're saying, according to the Shita holds the Yehoreg Vayavar is a Din in Kiddush Hashem, not a Din in a particular Isra Avodah Zarah. We're saying you could be Potter from the Avodah Zarah, but be Chayiv to do Yehoreg Vayavar.
On the base of Kiddush and Chil Hashem.
Right. Correct. I understand.
So that should track. Let me just talk about some other issues very quickly because we're running out of time. I see, and I really had much more, aspiration that sometimes happens. So let's talk about some issues. Let's talk about Rav Zeira and Rava. Right, we started with. So there's a debate between Rav Zeira and Rava and the Gemara about the status of a Ne'avad, a Chefta Shel Avodah Zarah. So Rav Zeira said, let's follow your line of thinking, right? Onus Rachman Apatre, so there's no Ne'abad. And we paskin like Rava, that there is a Ne'abad, although Rava's formulation is a little bit tricky, as that's where the Bali Tosis and other Rishonim get into it. Namely, is it only Befarhesya, a word that applies. Bali Tosas think that Lahalacha would apply since we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel and Bitzin. They're saying even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Should it be a Nevad or not? Right? The answer is, again, there could be other issues about Nevad. Rebelta speaks about this, namely, you know, even if you say, I'm just talking about a plan, maybe it's a Maisa Vadazara, just as no Chiyuv or Isra Vadazara. That gets into the nuances of Vadazara, which is part of your, you know, the Masechta. But let's leave that aside for the moment. Some of the Rishonim explain, this is what the Ritva seems to have in mind, early the Bali Tosas, that this Gufa is the debate between Rab Zeira and the Chachamim. Oh. Yeah. Let me see if I can find the right line. Okay. The Ritva. Yeah. Oh, even before we go, get to the one line in Tosis. I started reading before. V'nir l'rabeni Yitzhak l'farish, d'bein Rab Zeira v'rava, lo pligi b'hodi l'chatkila chayv l'imsaratzim. They both agree. Rab Zeira hachi parich, onas rachmana patre, di eved d'chsiv l'naro l'sasa davar. Apa gav sheish limsar atzmo. Ein lesar b'shtachava aso. That's not clear. Is that because Nevad depends on the chiyuv? Or because, in his opinion, right, there's no ma'isa b'adazara, despite the chiyuv m'siris nefesh? What's clear is his view of Rava. The Rava masik, the ho'ilu b'farhesya chayiv limsar atzmo. Right, since at least in Farhesia, you're obligated to be Moser Nefesh. Avodas kochavim karina bay. The afal became b'di'evet potter. Okay, so the Tosus makes clear is that for Rava, there's a maisa vadazara despite the p'tur. What he doesn't make clear is whether Abzera thinks that Neva depends on the onesh, or had he agreed with Rava that there's a maisa vadazara, he would agree that there's a shem Neva. But he really thinks that the reason that you're potter is because the key of his Kiddush and Chil Hashem, not about a Zara per se. This is what the Ritva makes more explicit. So the Ritva says, Ikad Akashale, Hokayim Lon Babar Zara Yehari Vayavar, Filo Rabbi Shmuel Befar Hesya, Bekayim Bishas Hashmad, the Divra Akol, Benira, Hanachem Bazet, Apagad Dabar Zara Gilei Rai, Sokat Chila Yehari Vayavar, Mikomakam Bimavar Velo Narek Patur, the Savrab Zera, Kivin Shepturim Bidiyeved, Lo Choshiv, Ov de Avodah Zara, these are the lines that we don't have in Tosis. The Einam Bechla lo savdeim, Ela, Shemitzuvim lehareg mishum kiddush Hashem. The Kivin Shehu lo nikra Avodah Zara, Af behemish abdullah eno nikres, Neva, there's no ma'isa Avodah Zara. It's a chi of kiddush Hashem. Behainu de Palig Are Rava, the Vadai Ovid Avodah Zara hu, Vakol haye Bechla lo savdeim, the Gama behema nikra Nevad. The debate gufa between Rava and Rab Zeira, according to the Ritva, is a debate about this question, these two ways of understanding. Oh. So this affects also the question of Avar v'lo Ne'arag itself. Pashtus is, and Tosas assumes, simple reading of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that depends who Rab Zeira and Rava really hold by, is that even if there's a chi of Yehari Bal Yavar, im Avar v'lo Ne'arag, you are going to be potter, and you're going to, under those circumstances, not face the death penalty. However, the truth is that this is a debate among the Rishonim. The Bali Tosas in Sugyan Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, we have that here. Yeah. The Gemara says, Itmar, Ha'oved Avodah Zarah Mi'avo Mi'ira, Bayom Archayiv Rabba Mar Potter. Bayom Archayiv, Da Polchay, he was over Avodah Zarah, he should be Chayiv. Rav Mar Potter, he wasn't sincere. He did it out, whatever it means. You have to figure out what Abba and Yira means. That's a debate among the Rishonim. Rav has a very famous Shita, and so on. Oh. The Bali Tosas are bothered. Alpha Gav, the Perik Ben Sora, Mora, Amra, Bartos Kacham, Yari, Gval Yavor. How could you be Potter? Rav says you're Potter. You're Paschal like Rav. Why are you Potter? You're a Chayiv Yari, Gval Yavor. Yeshlom Renehi, the Chayiv Limsar Atzma Lechat Chila. You're chayiv, right? There's no heter pikuach nefesh, but you're not chayiv misa either. That's day number one in Tosis, but there's a second day. V'yesh mefarshim, ha'mar me'yavar v'al yahareg ha'nebistam avodas kochavim. Tosa says, you know, Konami, this was the Avodah Zarah that, you know, normally, about which we normally say Harig Vayabar, then you would be Chayv Misa if you're Avodah Lo Nehrag. However, everybody knows it's a Haman type of Avodah Zarah. No one takes it serious. Therefore, there's no Chayv Harig Vayabar either. According to the second view of Tosis, Yehorig Vayabar is incompatible with Ptur. But just give me 1 second, and then I'll take your questions. So this is a major debate among the Rishonim. The Rambam, Perek Hei Halakha Dalid, we'll try to look at the language if we have a chance, in Hilchos Sadei HaTorah, the Ramban, in Yevamos, and elsewhere, most of the Rishonim are of the opinion that Ovar V'lo Nerag, even though if you're Chayiv, you're Horeg V'Yabor, you are Potur. However, not only the second day of Tosis, but the Ureim, who I mentioned before, the Rav David Bonfil, there are a few minority, but some very prominent Rishonim who are of the opinion that you're Chayiv, you're Horeg V'Yabor. But if you look very carefully at that group, what we find is two interesting formulations. The Rambam and the Ramban both emphasize Lenaro L'Sasa Davar, probably based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Nun Daled. You only really need to invoke Lenaro L'Sasa Davar if you think that you're in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, namely your Obed did a Maisa Avodah Zarah, which you shouldn't have, and that's why you're Chiyuv Yehari V'Yavar. And now the question is, are you going to get punished? The answer is Lenaro L'Sasa Davar. It's a Ptur Onus. And it's a Chiddush still, because one might have said, if there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh, then there's also no Ptur Onus, Kamash Malan. There are two different things. One is a Heter and a Chiyuv, you know, to follow Pikuach Nefesh, to make it overriding. The other is a second question, namely, if you didn't meet the challenge, right, even though you don't have a Heter, you still did what you did under duress, right? The Chiyuv Yehari V'Yavar doesn't mean that there's no Ptur Onus. But on the table, what's at stake here? An act of Avodah Zarah. So, for example, you could say that what we were saying for the Ritva, the debate between Rab Zeira and Rava, and that is that, you know, in Achanami, this is an act of Avodah Zarah. It's Patur, but there could still be a Nevad, because it's still an act of Avodah Zarah. However, there are some Rishonim who, when they formulate this particular view, basically say, well, the Kiddush Aran in Shabbos, and of Ayin Beis, and a couple of other Rishonim as well, when they want to explain why you're Potter, they say, well, you're Potter because of the Chayiv Bahem V'lo Sheyamus Bahem. The reason that you're Chayiv Limsar Atzmecha is because of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. But Kiddush and Chilul Hashem doesn't trigger a death penalty. The Rambam actually does both. The Rambam quotes El Naro L'Sasa Davar, Perek Hei Chosori HaTorah Lacha Dalet, and he also says, V'kol Shekein, that you're not going to be Chayiv Misa because you're violating Kiddush Hashem. Now again, I already mentioned that the Rambam, and there are other indications of this as well, definitely also, at least also has a Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem orientation. He puts the whole thing in Parakei Yisrael Torah. So it's fascinating that he relates to both of these components. Oh. What's equally interesting is the following, and then I'll take the question. The Chiddush Aran wants to prove the majority view that Avar V'lo Nerag is Potter. So he says, I can prove it. Look at Farhesya. Does anybody think that if you violate Bifarhesya, you know, that you're going to be Chayiv Misa? Right? Even though you're Chayiv Yehoreg V'Yavor? No one thinks that. Says Rav David Bonfil. Okay, I have that here somewhere. Says Rav David Bonfil. That's a terrible comparison. Okay? But the debate, whether it's a good or terrible comparison, is what really concerns us. Why is it a terrible comparison? So he says, Elisha Rav, Rav David Bonfil, who thought that you are Chayiv Misa if you don't violate, if you don't meet the challenge. Mechalek, Bein Elo Agimel Averos, Bein Shar Mitzvos. The Bishar Mitzvos, Bifar Hesya, where you're Chayiv Limsar Atzmecha, Hu Mishumah Seyit V'Nikdashti. So of course you don't violate. Let's say you violated Shabbos because of Parhesya. So it's not a Shabbos violation necessarily. That's a question too. Other shittos. But it's a, that's the Chayiv V'lo Sheyamus Bahem. It's just that it's Parhesya, so it's Kiddush L'Chilul Hashem. So you violated Kiddush L'Chilul Hashem. You can't compare that to the Gimel Averus, which are Chayiv even Betzina. That's because V'chai Bahen doesn't apply. This line in the David Bonfield was a Talmud of the Ramban. So in the it really comes, this line, not this equation, and not the Shita. The Ramban held that the Din of Onus Rachmana Patre applies, you know, even in the case of Yehari Bayavar of the Gimel Averus. However, I don't have time to go into it because it's too late, but the Gemara discusses the problem of Farhesya, Shasa Shema, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Esther Karka Olam Hava. I'm sorry, Esther Farhesya Hava. Why was Esther allowed to be living with Achashverosh? Right? She should have given up her life. Right? Nesiros Nefesh. Because it was Farhesya. Everybody, all the Jews knew what was going on. So the Gemara gives two answers. Right? Rabban Abaye. One answer is Karka Olam. Hopefully you saw the Gemara. And the other is Hanoas Atzma. Okay. So the all the Rishonim were bothered. Why does the Gemara zero in on Esther Farhesya? They should have said Esther Gili Arayos Hava. All of the, from the beginning with the Bali Tosas, all the Rishonim. Well, it's just tons of interesting things about it. Okay. So the Balamor in Sanhedrin says, even though the Gemara says what it says about Hanoas Atzma, for Gili Arayos, for Farhesya, not for Gili Arayos, who adin it applies to Gili Arayos. In other words, the chi of Yehorik Vayavar of Gili Arayos, right, is going to be neutralized if the motivation of the Anos is Hanosat. That's a very radical Mechudash Shita. That's what the Balamor says. It says, because there's really no fundamental difference between Farhesya, Shasa Shmad, and Gimel Averos. They're all Yehorik Vayavar in the same way. That's the implicit in the Balamor. If Heter Hanos Atzmo applies to one, it applies to the other. Says the Ramban Muhammos, that's completely wrong. And this is where Rav David Bonfil got it from, even though Rav David Bonfil applied it in a case that the Ramban, you know, didn't agree. Says the Ramban, when it comes to Farhesya, the Mechayiv is Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. However, if I can find it quickly. However, when it comes to the Gimel Averos, there the Chomer Atzman Shema Mina Afa Nos Atzman Lohuter Mechlala Teida. Shari Gimel Averos Elu Chamuros Lo Mipnei Kiddush Hashem Netzru. There's a line in the Ramban in Mechamos. Lefikach Afa Pish Ein Miskaven Laviro Asur. Aval Sharo Averos Shenetzru Mivinikdashti Hutru LaNos Atzman Daleke Mishum Kiddush Hashem. Meaning, the Balamor assumes that basically Avodah Zarah, maybe even Gilui Arayos and Shvichus Damim, are Hutra Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, in theory. Just that every time they trigger a B'chiv Nesiros Nefesh based on Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. But Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, the Gemara already tells us, in the context of Farhesya, right, is neutralized by, if it's you're doing it on Nos Atzmo, not as a matter of principle. So then we don't have the din of Yehorik Vayavar, says the Balamor, but who adin legabe gimel averos midde farhesya nishma legimel averos, and that's what the Ramban says is absolutely wrong, because these are two different mechayvim. The gimel averos are mishum chomer atzmon. There's no heter, but pirsum farhesya the pirsum that's chilul and kiddush Hashem. That's subject to Hanos Atzmon. That's where David Bonfil and the Kiddush Aran picked up the same argument. Kiddush Aran said, I can prove from Farhesya, mid the Farhesya, Nishma Legimel Averos. And Rav David Bonfil said, not at all. And he practically quoted the same line from the Ramban. Yeah.
So it's just according to the Shita's patrol that it's not because of the Chaimer of the Isser itself, but because of Kiddush Hashem by everything, even the big three. Do they also poskin like Rav Zera, or do they still hold like Rava and yet still...
Still probably hold like Rava.
So yeah, are they learning differently than the Ritva?
So they probably have to learn differently than the Ritva. They certainly can't say that that's the debate. And they would probably have to assume something like what I said before, which is that Nevad, you know, doesn't depend on the same Hagdara of the Chiyuv, would say Limsor Atzbachal, Mishum Avodah Zarah, or the, it depends just more on, from a Chepta point of view, on being an active Avodah Zarah, not from a Gavra point of view. In other words, that the status of Nabod isn't contingent on what constitutes an Avera of Avodah Zarah, simply a Maisa of Avodah Zarah. And from that point of view, we assess a Maisa of Avodah Zarah differently when we're talking about whether the Gabra is involved in it as opposed to whether the Chepza is a recipient of it.
So then Rava's answer.
It's almost like there's a, like a headless, nameless, Avodah Zarah that took place. I didn't do it.
But it was served.
What?
But it was.
But it was served as a chepza shel nevad. That you have to something.
Rava's lashon somehow.
What?
Rava seems kind of lengthy. His lashon, if that
could be. It could be that he's struggling to say something like that. But again, Rava's also problematic because of the whole tzina parhesia thing, which according to some Rishonim he doesn't believe in. Now I should mention that there's an opposite view. My time's up pretty much, but let me say one thing very quickly. The smag. In Tosas and Avodah Zarah, and Dalet Amud Aleph, it's a very, I've never been able to find it in the Smag, but Tosas quotes the Smag, or Moshe Mikutzi, the Bala Smag, and he says he wrote it in a Sefer. I've searched, I haven't found it. If somebody finds it, let me know. Who says an amazing thing, and that is the opposite view of Rav David Bonfil and Ramban and so on, and that is the Gimel Averos for the Chachamim are Yehar Vayav or just as an Asay, but not as a Lav, not as an Azara. But Farhesia, right, kind of causes the resurfacing or reemerging of the Maisa Avera itself. And therefore, that's how he explains Rava. Dafka and Farhesia, well, you have a Nabad, the exact opposite, right? But not in the Gimel Averos, even if you hold like Rav Yochanan against Rabbi Shmuel. You'll see that's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah. Let me just leave with one final note, and that is the Rambam. The Rambam is very complex. On the one hand, Sefer Mitzvos, the framework, certain of the dinim, they really seem to establish very clearly that he's a Kiddush Hashem Chil Hashem. However, there are two, or more than two, but two obvious problems with that. And that is the Rambam in Halakha Vav says, Kishem, that there is this issue with an Anos, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, where a person puts a gun to the other fellow's head, and so on and so forth. I'll just give you the language. Ki'inyan sha'amru ba'onsin, kach amru b'chaloi. That's the Rambam's way of saying there are two sugyas, sugyan Sanhedrin, and a sugyan psachim, b'kol mitzrap, and chutz mi'atzei Hashem. Ketzad, you asked me before, right? Mi shechala natal amuah, samar rofim sha'rufu aso b'dvar ploni, mi surin sha'batara osin, misrapin, b'kol yisurin sha'batara, b'malkim sakana chutz, me'avodas kachavim, gili arayos, u'shvichus dami. The Gemara in psachim quotes the limudim of all three, also there. Shafilu mokam sakon ein misrapin bahen. But then the Rambam adds, v'im avar v'nisrape onshino so bezdin onesh haroylo. So what does onesh haroylo mean? So some of the Nosei Kelim certainly understand that it means whatever you violated. In other words, if you violated Avodah Zarah, then you get the onesh of Avodah Zarah. In other words, that despite what he said in Halacha Dalid, which is that whenever there's Yehorek v'yavar avar v'lo nerag, right, Hareza Mechal Hashem, Yafal Pikein, Bnei Shavar, Ba'ona Sein Malkinos of Ein Tzar Klomar, Ein Memisinos of Bezdin, that the Rambam's Mechalek between the Sugyan Psachim and the Sugyan Sanhedrin, between Onas and Chola. This is how the Rav certainly understood this Rambam. Many Achronim understood it this way as well. It's not Mukhrach, but that's how they understood Onas Harwaila. So what is it and what's going on? The answer is, there's a difference between Pikuach Nefesh and Onas, and maybe a limited application of onus. Maybe onus applies, especially in a context like the Gibel Averos, right, only to external coercion, not to an internal decision that you make, even a decision that is motivated by psychological, by danger, by pressure. Right? No one's putting a gun to your head and saying, take this illegal therapy. Right? That's a question of pikuach nefesh. It's not a question of onus. But you still have to assume that pikuach nefesh, that v'chai b'hem v'lo she'amos b'hem, doesn't apply to the Gimel Averos. Right? Because otherwise you don't get the onus haroilo. Fine, you don't have the tour of ulnaro l'sasa dabar, but where do you get the onus of the Avodah Zarah, the Gili Arayos, and the Shvichus Damim? So it would appear that the Rambam holds that there are two dinim. Namely, there's a din of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem b'tzina. And whenever there's an anos, that's really the mechayev. And for that reason, there also is a ptur, but this is part of that particular category. However, there's also a second din, and that is our Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroyos, and Shfichus Damim are not nitan to the heter of Pikuach Nefesh. And I think a diuk for this might be that it's interesting that the Rambam then in Halacha Zayin goes on to quote the Psukim that the Gemara quotes in Psachim and Sanhedrin. The makar for Gilui Aroyos, Shfichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Even though he already mentioned the special status of Gilui Aroyos, Shfichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah in Halacha Beis and Gimel. Why did he wait till Halacha Zayin to bring the Makoros? I think the answer is because you really only need the Makoros in order to establish that the Gibel Averos are unique and that they don't have the heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Till then, the Rambam was saying we can operate just on the other Mechayiv, namely the din of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. I think we have to stop because it's Ma'an Mincha. So just to sum up, there's much more to talk about. We began with the Sugya of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Beis, which talks about, seems to talk about Yehoreg Vayavar, even in the case of Maris Ayin. We talked about the 2 days of the run, whether Yehoreg Vayavar applies to Maris Ayin. We talked about whether Maris Ayin is an Isur Kali or Prati. Then from there, we discussed another possibility, and that is that the question of Maris Ayin, B'Kiddush Hashem, B'Yehoreg Vayavar, may depend on whether the Chumras Vavera is the Mechayiv, or the Kiddush and Chil Hashem. That we saw is implicit in some of the Rishonim's understanding of the debate or the discussion between Rav Zeira and Rava and Daphne and Dalit of an Aleph, namely, if there's a Chiyuv Yehoreg Vayavar and there's a Petur of Lenal with Sasa Davar, what about Nevad under those conditions? Although there are other ways to interpret as well. But certainly, for Tosus and Ritva, etc., for the Spag and Tosus, you have that as well. Then we turn to the Sugya and Sanhedrin, where you have the debate between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer, and discussed, based on the Shach of Atarya, what is the relationship between Parhesia's Yehoreg Vayavar and Gimel Averos? And discussed a couple of Nafkaminas, the question of Ovar Belo Nerag, the question of Hanos Atzmo, the question of difference between Ones and Chola, several other Nafkaminas as well.
It's good to bring like 15 shirts together and drunk at his bar.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Why would we need to go over the helpless of what Hester did? Did she not do? Did she not sacrifice one to? It seems like a one in a thousand situation. One to save a thousand situations.
That's a question whether or not that's a factor. I mean, some people say that. I mean the Gemara doesn't say that, but some of the Achronim discuss that question. It's part of the Sugya, what we call Avera Lishma.
I mean,
is a person allowed to
straight out in the beginning, like, I'm doing this for all of you, and that's why she had everybody fast because she's doing it for everybody.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that's a good reason for them all to fast. Not necessarily something that exonerates her from improper behavior. That's if she's doing something improper, is she allowed to do an improper halachic thing because of the impact it has on the multitude? That's not clear. All the psukim say is this doing this for everybody. The Gemara does give answers. The Gemara says what you did was not improper. So you don't even need that.
Exactly.
The question is, if you did need it, would this factor be a relevant one or not? The answer is, that's an open question, and there is a discussion about that. That's, again, part of the sugya, what we call a veira lishma. Is, can a person violate, even without a heter, when the stakes are so high that... that it seems justified, that we shouldn't apply the normal rules. That's an interesting question in any legal system, and it's a question that the halakha deals with too. And it's a question in particular with regard to Esther that Mefarshim discuss. Yael, Esther, there are a bunch of cases, like that. But it doesn't get that far necessarily in the Gemara, because the Gemara asks the question. You can say, by asking the question, they're implying that that's not true. Maybe that a person's behavior is. Or that the halakha in this case applies no matter what the stakes. Maybe that broader stakes. Never changes, you know, decisions of the norm, or maybe in this particular case, hard to know. But that's. But either way, because the Gemara gives an answer, so, you know, it's the urgency of that question gets put on the back burner. Right. The Gemara says, she didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong.
Someone versus a country and say bow down to the title, whether he dies or not. I think there should be more factors than that. Like, if versus a gun to your head and they bow down to this guy and then he leaves, versus has a gun to your head, I want you to worship this idol for life.
Right.
Like, there should be a distinct difference.
Right.
Like, if you do it once, you shouldn't die over it. If you do it once, then it's still bad. If you do it once, you're living and you can continue.
But it's not clear that that applies to all. These are questions. But you might distinguish between different things. That's part of the
question. Actually, you need to have a clear distinction.
Oh, your mother.